there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Well, what can I say about my passengers this week? They are the soundtrack to my childhood. They are one of the world's biggest and most successful girl groups ever. Their brand new single, Supernova, is out now, and it's off their brand new album, Glorious, the Ultimate Collection, which is out on March the 8th. Go bananas for Bananarama! This is the final morning call for Bananarama. This is the final morning call for Bananarama. 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 Bananarama rama. Bananarama rama. Bananarama rama 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 rama. Bananarama rama. Bananarama. Bananarama rama rama. Thank you. Oh my God, you wait for one national treasure to come along and it's bloody two, it's Bananarama on board! Hiya ladies!
Hello!
Now do you like travelling? What sort of travellers are you? Do you enjoy it?
We're terrible on flights.
Yeah, terrified of turbulence. We try and be really casual when we get on because we're jet setters and then suddenly a little rumble on the plane and we're absolutely
every single
dreadful.
Person can be asleep on a long-haul flight apart from the two of us. Even though
no, that's what we've taken.
A bucket of wine and a sleeping pill. Still the only two awake. And on moments where I have been asleep and something happens, she'll go, Karen, Karen. I say, what? She says, it's turbulence. Or oh, the worst one. The worst one. I had such a hangover.
Storm.
We'd been out all night-ish. Long time ago, obviously. And we were on a flight from Germany to Denmark, I believe. And I was asleep with a hangover. God rest me. Yeah. And Sarah woke me up to say, the pilot's just announced that the engine's on fire and we're having to turn back. So we then had an hour of me and her actually crying, thinking we were going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, evidently we didn't.
No, spoiler alert. Yeah. You didn't die.
But the more you fly, the more things happen. Yeah. The electric storms, overshooting the runway.
Yeah, I mean, everything.
I hate it. Do you like flying?
No, I hate... I don't mind flying, but I'm like you with turbulence. And also, I realise how much weight I've put on recently because turbulence, these never used to shake. You know when...
You see these guys.
Oh, wow. Four. Can you put them in the hold? Now, I've noticed, really, you know when the chin sort of vibrating after. Yeah. But no, they asked me, because I've just come back from Canada, I sat in that bloody one where you had to... open the door if there was a trouble.
Emergency exit.
Yeah.
And you get a bit more leg room.
Yes, you get that, but also you can save everyone's life. So it's up and down.
Not
and
sure then I rely on you.
I don't.
And he said to me, do you reckon you could open that door in an emergency? And I can see him looking at my limp wrists. We both knew we were all going to die if it was down to me. But you do get extra leg room, but I don't know if I like the response of it. I like just have a few wines and nod off.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I'd be much use.
No, I don't think
Where
so.
Did you holiday as a child?
Usually a caravan or a guest house.
Oh, lovely. I love a caravan.
Me too. And it was really, it was like 70s children. It was the Tupperware with the cheese sandwiches in and, you know, everyone, when are we there? And it was usually Cornwall and
Devon,
Hampshire.
Cornwall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories is being in a traffic jam on the way to Great Yarmouth as they were like, you know, when all the cows shit in the field and the manure and all of us just like.
I stayed on a pig farm once in Devon. I stayed on a pig farm.
Did you?
I went with my cousins and because my mum's sister and her family, and we all went in the back of a transit van. I cannot tell you how much vomiting there was.
Oh,
I mean, it was just horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, and both in the van and then when we got there and smelt the farm.
Yeah, oh, God.
But,
oh, yeah. Dear.
Very strange places I went to.
Yeah, yeah. And then often, like, with no health and safety, like,
oh,
just
never.
Be a kid on that
no.
back bit. You know, there'd just be one of us laying on the back with no seatbelt on.
You mean
sitting.
Where the nodding dog should be?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A sticker. Dog's Trust or something.
Yes.
Do you ever have holiday romances? And who was the one that got lucky the most?
Well, we all, now we tag holidays onto the end of work, don't we?
Quite that, often, I mean, yeah. Together, yeah.
I holiday romance might be the wrong
stretching
word.
Stretching it.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, is there a waiter in cars looking out at the horizon going, oh, when are they coming back?
Probably, but I won't remember.
Is there someone at the pig farm going?
Well, I think if you're counting it as sort of...
No, I mean just a fumble.
I went to France with my A-level French, darling, and had a bit of a thing with someone out there. And he turned up on my doorstep.
Oh, no,
and he
no.
was a French anarchist in sort of leather, really greasy.
Anything about a French anarchist?
I know.
He sounds very easy on the eye.
My dad was
what
furious.
Was
can't remember.
No, because he's here tonight
with his tent.
I
let my dad. They let them put their tent up in the back garden. He wouldn't have them in the house.
Yes, he wouldn't have them in the house.
My dad wouldn't even let me put a tent of an anarchist tent up at your door.
I think he ended up on the local common. I think my dad had had enough. He'd outstayed as well.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It is, isn't it? I know.
Kept that quiet.
So listen, tell us about Glorious. Fabulous. I mean, how many hits have you had? You've had loads.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's.
Do you remember the Brits when you did Guilty?
Yes.
That's when I realised I was gay. No, when they were all doing that, only you can set me free.
Yeah, but
they, when those
most
men
of
were
most,
dry
most
pants,
of them, most
like,
of them are straight.
Oh, I weren't even looking at you.
No, I'm not surprised. Well, most of them were straight and were horrified. At
we
what
wanted them to
them
wear
in.
Stockings and suspenders, but we went. They settled for over the knee socks, but it was a good.
And
I think it was
kind
good.
Of tight pants
straight.
Though.
Yeah. Tight. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Honestly,
yeah. I mean, we did make them. Wear that, and they weren't all happy.
Yeah.
Caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah. Album's out.
March the 8th.
It's instead, 40
instead
years
of like,
worth of music.
Doing a greatest hits, we thought we'll have some of the hits and then we'll choose our favourite tracks that, you know, and ones that fans like. So
yeah.
It's not just the greatest
yeah,
hits. So and then we've got like a book with it with all our clothes in and a coffee table book and. Loads of remixes and of old classics.
A celebration
so,
of four decades
yeah.
doing,
we got the show.
Doing what we do.
And then we got
yeah.
some
yeah.
shows at the Palladium to celebrate.
Mm, yeah. The 3rd and 4th of April,
mm-hmm.
can I come?
Yeah,
yes.
absolutely.
Will the men in those tight pants be there?
Sadly not.
Well, I can do
well,
it.
I'll be in the audience.
Can yeah.
I'll get
we can
rustle up I'll get on the pick. I can turn up.
Can you sing?
No.
Oh,
I can't even talk in tune.
Can the person who's locked themselves in the toilet please evacuate as soon as possible? We've got Robert De Niro waiting, talking Italian, which is weird because we're on our way to Krakow.
So where's been the most decadent holiday you've ever been on where you went, oh my God, we have made it. This is amazing. I'm talking pillow menu. I'm talking 24-hour room service.
Well, we've done quite... We did quite a few of those with we did, the delightful George Michael.
Yeah, we did Miss Hawaiian Tropic.
Oh, God, that
in
was
Hawaii.
Extraordinary.
Wow. We were singing Cruel Summer and... who was it? Glen Campbell was on there. We had a huge suite on the beach and we actually turned around and said... Oh, I'm so bored.
We were back in, in those days.
But they had lavish parties. Yeah. I mean, it was really kind of fantastic. But we were, as we say, a little bit bored.
I think, you know, when we first started travelling with the group, I mean, I'd done the school trip, as I said, to France.
Yeah, called an anarchist at Duke.
But never even flown.
Wow.
And suddenly you're on sort of private things and doing, and it was quite extraordinary for us because obviously we went to school together. So we'd had the same sort of caravanning experiences.
I think we'd had lots of holidays with George Michael.
We had so many.
And I went to Necker Island with him.
You did, didn't you?
Got the private plane. And then you just step out and you've got this whole island to yourself. It was magnificent.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
We did an island in Brazil as
well. Yeah, Búzios.
I've been to Búzios.
Have you?
Yes. And Joe were talking about
the whole island.
Yeah, Dermot O'Leary said you've got to go there. But then you'd have all that, the big old ferry would come in with all the old people.
It was the whole island.
Oh, I didn't have the island. I was on the mainland. And you know what? It was like, then... All these fit Brazilians, they are fit, aren't they? Brazilians fit. And then, a load of old people in, like, shop mobility scooters will come on. But then at 5 o'clock, they would disappear.
Yes.
And it was a bit like, you know, when you have a few too many vodkas and all the munters have gone? Yeah. You know when the people say the vodka bus has turned up?
Yes.
You go to the toilet, you come back, hey, everyone's fit.
God.
That's what booze you're... You had the whole bloody
island. It was an island, exclusive island.
And this was in the 90s, was it? Or 2000?
Yeah, it was
90s. Yeah. Oh,
so maybe it's changed now. Yeah.
And I'm assuming going on holiday with George Michael was amazing. He's known for being so generous. And...
He was an incredibly generous person. I mean, and everyone had to be the same. We had the international tipping scandal, didn't we?
Yeah, we were on holiday in Saint-Tropez. Now, this is your question about meeting famous people, was it?
Yeah. Say it first, love.
I've got to say it first, Alan.
Have you met any famous people?
Yes, George Michael.
On holiday. Turn over page.
Well, we spotted when we were... having dinner in Saint-Tropez, some restaurant. We spotted, do you know Bernard Matthews?
Beautiful.
Yeah,
with the turkeys.
But we got quite excited.
We're like, what's he doing here? Yeah.
So, the last person you expect to see in a glamorous restaurant.
Yeah, well, all the money you saved from bloody turkeys.
I kind of find that more exciting, you know.
Yeah. And what was he like in real life? Was he...
She got off with him.
Yeah. Holiday romance.
Did he turn up at your house in a tent? Sleep next to the anarchist. Shh. Karen, that bloody Bernard Matthews on the toes.
He was beautiful.
Oh. So did you have him? Did you see his turkey twizzler?
I'm saying no more. No comment.
No comment.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does get you go when you do go travelling? I mean, is it like a smoky room? Is it room service that's cold? What is it?
It's terrible food for me. I hate arriving in a hotel and the food's not great. Or
yeah, we, food is everything to us.
Yeah, we like food.
And we like it on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when you're travelling, because you never know when your next meal is coming.
Oh, I know, I so know. Especially being... when you're stuck on Necker Island with George Michael. I haven't had a vol-au-vent for 5 minutes. Wasted away.
Where every time it's like a food stop, because you think, well, I don't know when the next meal is going to be.
Yeah.
So you eat before you get on a plane. You eat on the plane. You eat when you get off the plane. Yeah. Always travel with a snack. I spend a lot of time in my car, so I've always got snacks.
Yeah.
Just in case there's a crash on the motorway and I have to stop for an hour.
She was trapped on Bodmin Moor in the snow.
God, 4 hours.
I'd watched a film because I live in London. I watched a film. Yeah. I had my feet up. I had a glass of wine. I said, "Are you home yet?"
No.
She had to, did you have to wee in a bottle?
Yes.
Mm. Oh no.
Well, yes.
Too much information.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I've had. Well, I live in Cornwall, which is beautiful, it's quite a long way away, and.
Why did you pee in a bottle? was you in a traffic jam or you just fancied doing it?
Actually, it wasn't a bottle.
I was at South Mims. I couldn't be asked to go through the door.
It was a coffee cup.
Oh, that's nice. Because you have to aim.
It was too cold to get out. And we were all stuck because of a blizzard in a stream of traffic.
Oh, God.
And I thought, well, I can't get out and do it in front of these people.
Of course you can't.
I mean, what I really should have done... But I'm not sure I've ever will have one. It's been recommended is the shiwi.
Yes.
Because apparently that's the only alternative for women. Well, I've never seen one.
What does it look like? A shovel?
A shiwi.
Why, I haven't got a vagina.
why are you asking me? Like a shovel.
We're surrounded. We're in a room filled with women. And you say to the only man in here, what's a shiwi look like?
Anyway, so moving on. I don't think we need to talk about that. But no. I am always prepared with
You're
a picnic.
Always prepared.
Always prepared with a picnic.
But then who's the most prepared? Is she the one with the medical kit and the plasters and the mozzie guard and all that?
Yes.
You're not. You're the one. Oh, you just pack it.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
I mean, you have to have mozzie stuff.
Yeah.
I don't. Imodium.
But they go after blondes.
No.
She never gets bitten. I get bitten all the time.
Oh, I've just gone on the internet and found a shiwi. That's not a shiwi. That's a dildo.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It does look like a dildo.
It's like.
Hang on.
That's disgusting.
How does that work?
That looks like a man holding it.
Yeah, that's very
that's
wrong.
Really wrong.
Do you know what? I'm looking at that body shape, and that's a man. and she's sitting in a car.
No.
And she's just shoved it up.
Let me see. That's what I need.
That's not right.
No, that doesn't look right. That's, can you imagine anyone can you imagine going
past CCTV footage of you and Bodmin? Being
caught, seeing me doing that in the car.
With Bernard Matthews.
Well, I won't be getting one of those.
No, don't.
No.
That is vault. Even I'm offended.
Yes,
by
really.
That.
That's. I had no idea in my head.
In my head, it
didn't look like that at all.
People say, oh, I'm going to Glastonbury. Oh, I'm popping my shiwi in. I mean, you'd get arrested whopping that out.
But I also. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Really?
Oh, God.
In the event of an emergency, a shiwi will fall from above. Place over your vag and take a deep breath. Please sort out your own shiwi before helping others. Thank you.
So who you complain? So you've never complained. I mean, my complaint is I don't like when you go down for the breakfast and they give you the tiny plates and you feel like a fat pig if you go for seconds.
Oh,
I don't like the tiny little plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do love a hotel breakfast.
Yeah, I hate waiting to be seated. It's like when there's loads of spare places.
Oh, you have to wait for the woman.
That's really irritating. Can you wait here to be seated? It's like, I want to go, and then they take you to the worst table, and you say, "Do you mind if I sit by the window?"
Oh yeah, you know, it's a disabled toilet. But there's like a load of the. I would rather have a view of the Alps than the disabled toilet.
There's only two of you, and that's for four. It's like, but it's empty. You know,
well, try holidaying on your own. It's like an ugly tax. It's like a tax for Manta. Yeah, they give you like your face in the wall. Why can't I see the Pyrenees?
I've never done that, but I the older I get, the more I feel like I'd like to go on holiday on my own.
Oh, yeah. Is it because you're sick of her?
We don't always just go on holiday together.
Just you and your she-wee.
Yeah, as long as I've got that as my companion, I'll be fine.
Have you ever done that telepathy thing where you felt her pain or something, or you think, oh, I must ring, and you're both texting at the same time?
Yeah, all always. The time. And the same clothes.
You wear the same what?
Well, we've not even bought them together.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll do a FaceTime. It's like,
I've got that jumper.
And we're both wearing the same jumper. Like, but not just like an orange cable knit jumper that we've both been out and randomly bought. And we both That's put them on. Strange. It is very strange. Yeah. I've actually turned up at her house in a new item of clothing and she's got exactly the same one. It's very odd.
That is odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, you know, probably a bit too deep for this podcast, but sometimes you get into algorithms on Netflix and stuff. Sometimes you get into human algorithms and you think the same thing. It's almost like your brain goes, boring. That's so boring. Oh, I've woken myself up there. What happened?
No, but you know, we're dozing off.
You're 100 years old. You're in your rocking chair. Where do you want to be? Where do you love?
Where I am now, in Cornwall.
Oh, in my house. No. I was going to say, you're going to
obviously,
have to leave at some point.
In your snug, in my rocking chair, looking at your lovely face.
No, so tell me, is it cool? You love Cornwall?
I live in Cornwall.
I know you live there, but do you love it? What do you love about it?
I don't know. It's my spiritual home. I don't know. It's everything to me. And I just absolutely adore being there. And I love walking the dog. I love the coast.
Oh.
I like the city. I like the theatres, the kind of feeling alive. But then I love the Cotswolds and I love Cornwall and I love France.
And I love Italy.
That's my other country, really.
If I could only choose one country to ever visit, it would be Italy.
Have you ever, how mad have you gone on holiday? And have you ever, like, you know, done karaoke? You've had, a facial tattoo?
Yes.
Or, no, never. You know, skinny dipped. You go skinny dipping?
Yeah, I've done. Skinny dipped.
When we were
karaoke.
Shut up.
Do they still call it skinny dipping when you're not skinny? Does.
I skinny dip. Only when I'm pissed.
And yeah, like, liberating.
It is liberating. Yes.
I went skinny dipping in Hawaii, and then when we come back, the woman went, I got a bit drunk last night, skinny dipping. She went, oh, no, because there's big old tiger sharks there, and I could have been eaten.
Yeah, when we were in Hawaii, we went down onto the beach. We thought, why is nobody on the beach? There was a surfing competition. No one was there. We laid out our towels, and then there was a whip of wind and all the sand lashing
us. There's sharks, there's all sorts.
Because nobody goes down on the beach. There's a terrible...
Well, time. I was in there, love.
Lucky to be alive.
That's the Fritz. Yeah.
It's almost as boring as my algorithm. I think it's quite scary. The sea at night, I think, is quite scary.
Yeah.
Because you can't... I don't like not seeing the bottom or not seeing where... what you're standing on, really.
Yeah. It's a bit spooky. So tell us then, what's the worst thing you've put in your mouth on holiday? Will you try street food and stuff like that?
No, we're very experimental.
Well, I mean,
I sometimes think street food's nicer than, you know, I think if you go somewhere, you should eat the local food. And I think that's probably the best food to eat. I mean,
they know what they're doing, don't they?
You know, if you go to Morocco, you should eat Moroccan food because if you have chicken and chips, they'll probably not be done properly.
Yeah. Who goes to Morocco and has chicken and chips?
I think you'd probably be surprised. I mean, I'm always surprised, but, you know, even if you're, you know, if you're in Spain.
Spain.
You're watching Only Fools and Horses on the telly.
It should all be Spanish food. But if you go to certain areas in Spain, it's just English calves everywhere, isn't it? Well, I mean, why?
It's horses for courses.
Where's the strangest place Bananarama are like famous? Where's the place you went, oh, you know, is there somewhere the only promotional tour you've had to go somewhere? And
well, I think when we did the world tour and we were in the Philippines, you just think, how do these people know the words to Robert De Niro?
And how's, obviously, and then the royal, the radio, and then the royal family are there.
Oh, yeah, with Tyler, the royal family.
Royal family were there.
And we were so hot and like knackered after the show. We're like, well, they'll have to wait. We lay on
and the
floor.
And the manager's outside going, girls, the Queen's here. Oh, I don't care who's there. We'll have to wait.
It was that awful 20-something kind of arrogance. And they were so lovely when we met them.
And I know, and they'd waited for ages. So it was really quite embarrassing behaviour. Yeah.
That's what you do when you're young.
Yeah, we're not like that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
How do you think the music industry has changed? Like you said, you know, you got the Glorious out, you got these two shows at the Palladium. Mm. How has it changed? And do you reckon you'd cope these days because it's all TikTok, social media, and everything?
I wouldn't cope with the intrusion.
Well, I think when it started,
like
it was very
now.
Hard for like females to get anywhere. Yeah. And then there's that middle 90s, 2000 where you sort of can't get arrested for a while. And then it comes out now, there doesn't seem to be as much gender or kind of ageism, but
yeah,
doesn't seem as bad. Women can still now, even at, you know, our age, we've still got stuff coming out, still touring, and it's in that way it's changed.
Whereas in the actual 80s, there was a point where someone had said to us, oh yeah,
26.
But you're sort of
pushing 30.
You're a mother, and really this, and you're not really our demographic anymore.
So
and
rude.
You think, I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah,
I'm still,
yeah.
You know, just because I've got a child, it's like I'm like some old housewife.
Yes. Yeah. But there's that famous picture of Madonna, you know, in the sun. Shut it, Grandma. She was 32.
I know.
Looking amazing in this bra and...
I know. So disgusting.
It is. And
just
disgust
me.
I don't know.
That's why we keep going, just to spite.
Just to spite everyone. I don't know if secretly people still think that, but know that they can't say it anymore. Yeah. Because I'm sure there are plenty of people who still think that way, but people can't
just
say that.
A couple of years ago, we played at Glastonbury, and that would never have, you know, back in the 80s, nobody thought, oh, let's get Bananarama at Glastonbury.
No.
You'd be like, no way. But
and when we do festivals all summer, every summer,
and
we
all
go,
over the world.
And really mixed events. I mean, we've been the ones thinking, oh, that's not our crowd. They're much too young. From behind the stage peeping out. But doesn't seem to matter.
I mean, yeah.
It's just fun, isn't
it? People are more celebratory now, aren't they?
I think so.
And I think people just love a good tune and they love a good song, don't they?
And I think, you know, we absolutely love doing it. And I think you can tell that as well.
Yeah,
you know, if
you
can see when, if you go and see someone perform, I have seen acts and you think, they really hate each other and they're having no fun. And you sort of think, I might as well put the music on a record. She said,
on my gramophone.
Yes, on my wind-up gramophone. But you know what I mean. I think it sort of translates from the stage to the audience. So and the other way around. So we still love doing that.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You've travelled so much. Have you ever had like lost luggage or
Oh God, yes.
Too really? Many times.
Yeah. In Germany, we were going to do a live show in Germany, and we had to go on in trainers and a t-shirt because they lost the bags.
And I had that in Madrid.
Yeah.
And I had it last year when we went on a holiday together.
The case turned up
to Mallorca
2 days before we were leaving.
We went for a week. And
I love that you're pissing yourself laughing.
My case came through.
bought a couple of tent dresses around the corner.
You seem to have so much bad luck. Have you noticed that? Stuck on Bodmin, you lose clothes. You have to wee. You have to publicly wee.
The anarchists.
Anarchists turning up.
God, that's a whole travel book I can write now, though. You've just made me realise.
Well, there you go. And where's the worst place you've ever been where you've gone, oh, my God, what a dump? I mean, we're not going to say, no, I always use this, though.
No.
You know, now Amanda Olden, she went to Cyprus, caught in a typhoon. This gets exaggerated time. I think it was just a gale. Hurricane, she's in a hurricane. And then she goes, no, I'm going to go back to Cyprus. And she goes back there and she falls off a jet ski and breaks her leg. So she's like, okay, Cyprus, you're not my friend. It's fine. But have you gone anywhere where you're like, oh, it's not been the best?
But I mean, we've had experience as well. I mean, like where we... We went on a coach trip to the south of France with our boyfriends at the time, with a tent, essentially.
My tent was, was it Bertie Ahern's daughter? Our boyfriends were Irish, so he got the tent.
Borrowed it from someone. It didn't have an attached ground sheet or anything,
it wasn't the modern type. It was like a Cub Scout tent. And we got to the... And then he forgot it. He went back to get it from his house, missed the ferry... Eventually turned up, then puts the green canvas tent up. It was horrific.
And then we got washed. Then there was a storm.
Ran out of money. Yeah.
Ran out of money. There was a complete downpour.
It was lucky we were 18.
And the tents just got washed off the side of the hill we were bucking. So we were in Antibes, which sounds very glamorous.
Yeah.
Really not so much.
No.
And so we got on a train and went to Italy because it was cheaper than the south of France.
Yeah.
And set up. Camp there for a bit and then got back and got our coach back. I mean, it's like a 24-hour coach trip.
Yeah,
that's all we could afford
at
the time. Not necessarily.
Next stop, Necker Island.
I know. It's funny though, isn't it? Yeah, you have really done everything, haven't you? You've done everything.
I have an appreciation of it because, you know, where you come from.
But even as kids, I mean, because we were at school together, I mean, we did joint holidays in the caravan in the Isle of Wight. I remember your dad telling me off for laughing.
We'd been out too late at the disco with the boys.
And he came in and started shouting at Sarah. And I snorted, and you can stop as well, young lady.
It was always young lady, wasn't it?
Young lady. I love all that old-fashioned speech. Yeah.
You'll be laughing on the other side of your face.
But yes!
What does that even mean?
Yeah, but turn that racket off.
About David Bowie, wasn't
it? Like, turn that racket off.
I remember dancing upstairs in my house and I'd bought some flares from the market and they knew I was dancing and they could hear whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. How does my dad know? I can hear you dancing. I'm like, what?
They always knew,
they
always knew.
They knew everything.
Now, I hope you're enjoying your flight. Are you enjoying your flight?
Yeah, loving it.
Wonderful. Well, here's some little switch. Do you like Quality Street, Matchmakers, or After Eight?
Can I break into the After Eight?
Of course you can.
Were you saving those?
No, you're in first class. There you go. What do you like of those Quality Street?
I can't really tell what they are, can you?
I know what they are.
Thanks.
I'm not a fan of... I will eat it if there's nothing else, but I'm not a huge fan of mint chocolate.
No, I'm not, but these remind me of my...
Orange chocolate, on the other hand.
Oh, do you know what? Orange twirls. Mm. They're a game changer.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go whole, just the Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah, just eat
the whole lot.
Yeah, in one go. My mouth's big enough. I think I could fit a
Terry's. Do you love a hazelnut in chocolate as well?
Nutella.
I like a toffee penny. I once wore a gold tracksuit and I actually looked like a toffee penny. I'm even fatter than I am now.
Where's the foil? They've lost their sheen.
Where's the triangular chocolate one?
But we're saving the planet, which is a good thing.
Where's the triangular one, Graham?
Oh, there's another.
Graham.
Graham Norton.
Oh, no, my friend's Graham.
Oh, okay.
I was with him yesterday.
No.
No.
Leggy.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to start our descent. Mm-hmm. Minty or mojito?
Mojito.
Mojito.
Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go to prison or go on holiday with TV's Alan Alcatraz? Carr? I went to Alcatraz.
Yeah. We had such a laugh.
Did they lock you in? Did they lock you in that cell, which is pitch black?
Oh, the hole.
Yes.
No, but they don't lock there. I went in there. But did you have the audio guide?
No, it was ages
ours
ago.
Was like in the 80s.
It was quite intense.
Yeah, because it's scary. In the when helicopter. They closed the door, it's just like, will this ever open? Yeah. And if it was any longer, I'd be having a heart.
So I'd go Alcar, obviously.
Yeah, well, you know what? I did Alcatraz recently, and it was quite intense, the audio, because the man was going, hey, I was locked up in prison, like this. And then they used to walk naked down the aisle, and then they would go, we'd get wolf whistles because we were in our birthday suit. And I could keep hearing wolf whistles, and I thought it was actually for me, but it was on the tape.
God, it's all changed since we were there.
Oh, God, yeah, it's all extra sensory now. Gosh. I enjoyed Alcatraz. I was a bit sick, but I enjoyed it.
So I've got toffee stuck in my teeth.
Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal? Do you like doing cultured things?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazon Hike or Amazon Prime?
Amazon Hike.
I'm going Prime on that one. Sounds a bit sweaty.
She said so begrudgingly.
No, I love hiking.
Yes.
Just but not in the Amazon. Not in the Amazon. Don't fancy the Amazon. So cross between the two, please.
Okay. And last but not least, tip them or fuck them. Do you tip or do you think, fuck them, I'll never see them again?
Oh, no. We do tip. Yeah.
Oh, I've got another one. Topless. Or hot mess. Do you get your frupneys out? Because I do.
Not we used to. Always. We've been arrested for it.
In America, we were arrested. They sent
on the beach. We didn't realise you couldn't go.
They take us away and said, ma'am, can you put your top back on, please? An older lady had complained. We were youthful then.
Yeah.
I think her husband was checking her out and she took offence.
So she got the police. The beach police.
Yeah, and
they came along.
You won't tase them. Hey, they tasered my tits. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's nice to collect your emotional baggage from the carousel.
Plenty of that.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Sarah and Karen, that was so much fun. Listen, Bananarama fans, Supernova, the brand new single, is out now and it's a tune. And don't forget, Glorious, the ultimate collection, is out in March. Next week, we've got the fabulous C-Mac. You do not want to miss that. Thanks, guys. Life's a bitch.